Hi, this is Evan Murray, and welcome back to Music Industry Insights. This podcast is with the CEO of Wonderwall Media, Sumesh Lal. I do work with Wonderwall Media. I am personal friends with Sumesh Lal. I hope this does not make anyone feel this conversation is biased. If I didn't think the company was amazing, I wouldn't be working with them. If I didn't like the people that work there, I wouldn't be working with them. But I've also done podcasts with people that I don't work with. But every single podcast I've done is people that I do like. I haven't talked to any of my enemies yet, okay? So this isn't a biased conversation. This conversation is about information, and it's about sharing information, and it's information for you. The fact is that I don't think another company exists quite like Wonderwall Media does. I think it is something that is the business model of the future, or should be considered the business model of the future. This is a company that not only seeks out talent, but also nurtures that talent and grows that talent. It's also a company that has massive annual events. It's also a company that has TV shows, that produces all kinds of lifestyle TV shows. It's also a company that focuses on travel tourism television, that shows the beauty of their country through major artists' performances. This is a company that is everything. This company can connect to anything that's in the entertainment industry. Anything. Anything you can imagine. If you're talking about movies or short film or cooking shows, celebrity profiling, etc. Anything to do with the entertainment industry, Wonderwall Media is embodying it. I can't really say enough good things about the guys either. The guys that I know in Wonderwall Media are some of the best people I know in my life. Every time I've been to India, it's been because I'm doing business with Wonderwall Media. You know, at the end of the day, there's a little bit of a ritual where everyone would meet in the office. Whether you're in the office in Kochi or in the office in Trivandrum, the guys will meet up at the end of the day after they're done all their shooting, you know, shooting their episodes, music videos, whatever they're doing. At the end of the day after they're done editing, mixing, mastering the audio, visual. But they'll meet up and they'll eat together and they'll drink some rum and some water. And they'll share their experiences, and just like a family does. It's no different than being incorporated in a family. I mean, these guys even go on vacations together. So, I mean, this is a very holistic business. Maybe that's how we would, use terminology in the West to describe it. But everyone is family in it. Everyone's hanging out together. Everyone's eating together, drinking together. And then they go home to their families at the end of the day. And some of them don't. Some of them sleep in the office to complete their work. I mean, when we talk about passionate people, or we talk about passionate work, I mean, this is kind of like the epitome of what we're talking about. This is kind of like the, you know, the ethos of why people do what they do, is because they're driven by this feeling to accomplish something. And these guys are doing it together, and they're doing it very well. So it's incredible. Without a doubt, Wonderwall Media is an incredible company. If you haven't listened to the first three podcasts, I'm going to suggest you do that. You know, bookmark this here, coming up to the 4-minute mark. Trust me on this. After you listen to the discussion with Arya Dayal, Thakudam Bridge, and the three music industry professionals from around India, once you listen to those three podcasts and you have that information, you have that reference point, when you listen to this podcast about Wonderwall Media, it will give you the impact. It will give you the totality, the summarization, the actuality of why I put this company above every other company in the world for developing artists. why I hold this company at the pinnacle of development and creativity and opportunity is this podcast is the summarization. It's the interview. It's just the information. But if you know all that you need to know before you listen to this, this is going to make a whole lot more sense. This is Evan Murray. This is Music Industry Insights. And this is my conversation with the CEO of Wonderwall Media, Sumesh Lal. Enjoy.
Yeah, nice to see you. And we are Wonderwall Media. We're based in south of India. We're basically a production house. We are a talent management company. We are event managers. We're festival organizers. So we've been in this industry for close to 6-7 years now. And we used to create television content in basically music. So that's how we started. And then we kind of unearthed a lot of great talent in the country. And then we started managing them. That's how Wonderwall started managing talent. So we have some of,
So Wonderwall, so what you're saying is like Wonderwall, I mean, your career with like, you know, I mean, you're an architect of festivals and, you know, TV programming. And I mean, it's kind of like a, I guess I consider Wonderwall Media to be kind of like an umbrella company for a lot of companies, like, you know, surrogate companies. So this, all, what you're saying is this all started with your video, like video producing, like you were producing music acts. Is that correct? Is that kind of what started? Now, can you touch on that? Like, you're producing video acts. This is where you're starting. And I guess what must have happened is you must have had a reaction. There must have been a lot of attention to come out of this, to start thinking about festivals. And
absolutely. We created this studio session called Music Mojo back in 2013. So through this TV show, there are a lot of new talent that was kind of, that were unearthed in terms of, you know, music and in various genres of music. And there have been a lot of artists who tried experimenting with a lot of genres and music through this show. And it was kind of the only platform at that point of time to actually, you know, promote new talent in the country. So that's how it caught on. Yeah. And Music Mojo had produced a lot of great bands now, and they started touring. And then we started managing those bands. And we also created festivals around Music Mojo called Mojo Rising. And this in this festival, we used to actually, you know, invite bands from across the country, from, you know, in different languages and different genres. And also we brought foreign bands to actually play at these festivals. So
yeah, so let's talk about the festivals for a second. So you started out with Mojo Rising, okay? So you had Music Mojo as the television show. This has all these artists from India, and then it starts getting, you know, people are paying attention to it. You are seeing certain talent, so you're taking them in and managing them, and then you create a festival. Is this kind of the sequence of events that's happening?
Absolutely.
Okay, now,
absolutely.
Where we're sitting today, like obviously there's a pandemic going on, but I mean, obviously there's still a reality to, you know, manifest. What are the festivals that you're doing right now? What are the names of them? Like you have Music Mojo, right? Or Mojo Music, which one is, sorry? Mojo Rising.
Yeah, Mojo Rising is a festival.
Yeah.
It started off in 2015. Okay. And then we did international music festival, music and arts festival, in fact, called Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
One festival which we created specifically for Wonderwall Media, because the Mojo Rising was part of a television show and it's part of a TV network that we created for. So Indie Gaga is owned by Wonderwall Media. It is conceived as a multi-city festival. They started off with Cochin back in 2019, just before the pandemic, and we were supposed to again do the second edition in 2020 in four cities, but that didn't happen. So we're waiting for things to improve to actually, you know, get back on the scene. Indie Gaga is basically a music and arts festival where we actually showcase a lot of artists as well. So people can, you know, watch and, you know, get to know a lot of artists, visual artists, as well as, you know, listening to music. So that was a unique concept which we tried, and it was like hugely accepted. And we want to follow it up with Dubai, Chennai, and Bangalore whenever, you know, things improve.
So now this is outside of India too. This is happening in the Emirates, in Dubai itself. Okay, so that's really interesting. So you have a full concept music festival, then you have a full concept arts and music festival that's actually traveling in different cities as well. Now I have a relationship with you, and you know, I've working with you closely with your company for years now. So I mean, of course I have lots of insight, but I thought this interview is really important because I think it's really important for export organizations and other countries and music business people to really have a deep personal insight about what's happening in the business as well. And the reason why I believe that is because there's an artist management aspect to your company as well too. And I mean, the artists that you're managing, I mean, they have enormous numbers on YouTube. Like I'm seeing, like, I mean, the numbers are in, I mean, if you were to put all these numbers together, I mean, I think you're dealing with over 800 million hits at this point or something. Like it's absolutely, it's astronomical. Like it's, can you talk about that a bit? Like your artists you're managing, please?
Yeah. Some of the major artists that we manage are Thaikkudam Bridge, Agam. These bands are easily among the top five bands in India. So these two.
So the whole country of India. They're at the
top. We're talking of independent bands here. I mean, as everybody knows, you know, India is dominated by film music. You know, Bollywood is like a completely different industry altogether. So we have playback singers in the Bollywood industry, which you know, they're phenomenal. They're in terms of numbers, they are like huge. But in the independent music industry, which is growing every year. We have the two of the top five bands. So Thaikkudam Bridge, in fact, was a breakout band that came out of Music Mojo. Agam, again, is a fusion band that, you know, fuses Carnatic music, which is the music of you know, Indian classical music, with rock. So these two bands have been phenomenal. They have been doing great in terms of streams as well as live performances. They are like huge. We also have upcoming artists like Arya Dayal, who has been hugely popular in the last 1 year or so, and we're managing her now, and she is also into collaborations thanks to you with a lot of singers abroad. So that is also a phenomenal artist that we are managing. Then there is Sitara. She's like a huge artist. She's also in the playback, so she has huge following in the country. So apart from that, we also collaborate with a lot of artist agencies, because in India, as we know, there are like so many languages. There are so many artists in different regions. So we actually collaborate with a lot of agencies to actually, curate them for different festivals. We actually produce some festivals for other organizers as well. For example, NH7 Weekend, which is the biggest festival network in India. We manage their south, the south leg of the tour. We manage them for, the southern part. We curate artists for them. So it is that we actually work with a lot of artists, exclusively and otherwise.
I think this is, this is kind of a really important thing to focus on, is that like, not only are you guys like creating festivals, like you have numerous festivals, like again, you know, like the Mojo Rising, Indiegaga, there's Intersect, there's I mean, there is
another one coming out. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So there's these branded festivals that have quite big audiences. I know because I've been to them. I've even played on one. So the audiences are quite substantial in numbers live. Then you're an artist management company. Then you're producing television content, but you're also a production company. So like these really big companies from like Mumbai or, you know, the really huge places in the North and West are hiring your company to execute events. Is that fair to say that?
That's right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
What is the potential? Actually, go ahead. Sorry, please.
Oh, when you're talking of production, we actually do production for festivals abroad as well. Like, you know, there was the Korean festival, South Korean festival, which we actually produced one of our artists for them. It was through you that, you know, we actually could do it. So, I mean, you know, we actually do that kind of, you know, productions for other festivals.
Right, yeah. Like, you got, like that was SBS Media. I mean, that is probably, like, Asian Song Festival. I think that might be one of the biggest festivals in East Asia. And you guys did the full production of an Indian artist and collaborated with them. I mean, that's... So, is this... So, when we talk about that and we talk about the business profile of Wonderwall Media and, you know, your interest in collaborating, what kind of opportunities are there for other countries to communicate with you or export offices to communicate with you? Like, are we looking at something as big as like, you know, can another country talk to you and hire Wonderwall Media as a production company to develop their artists? Can they throw a festival where you are? Like, what is your hope? Like, what is the international collaboration dream you have for Wonderwall Media?
Yeah, there is absolutely huge potential for collaborating with you know, festivals abroad. In fact, we had actually you know, brought a UK band for one of our Indiegaga festivals. So we actually looking at collaborating with a lot of artists, bringing them to India, and you know, get to participate them in our festivals, as well as, you know, work with them to actually get our artists to tour internationally. We had a couple of years of very successful tours in US and UK with High Column Bridge, and we are planning another tour this 2020 that hopefully will continue next year. So these are the kind of collaborations with other festival organizers, other export offices to actually, you know, work in collaborating, you know, for cultural exchange, for instance. Because there's a lot of huge, there's a huge potential in India in terms of artists, in terms of, you know, English language singing artists, you know, I mean, who can actually travel internationally. So we are looking at opportunities.
And I kind of want to touch on that too, because I mean, I'm just going to say it straight. Like, I've been to the south of India a few times now, and honestly, a lot of the people that I know in the south of India actually have a better English vocabulary than like people in Canada. And that's not a joke. That is serious. So English is very prevalent when I have been in India. Like, I mean, I've been able to talk English to anybody that I've interacted with. And that's me staying there for months at a time. So I think people also need to know that, right? Like that, you know, unfortunately, it's not like that in other countries, or fortunately, I don't know how people look at it, but Indian people do have a very, very good English vocabulary. And so that's the other thing I want to talk about. Like, you're dealing, like, people go in, you know, people get access to your festival. They're going to play a festival. There's going to be tens of thousands of people there. People get on your YouTube channel. Like, your company YouTube channel alone has almost 400,000 people following it. Your artists, you know, I mean, Arya Dahlia is sitting at like almost 700,000. Like, you call Arya Dahlia a developing artist, but she's got almost 700,000 followers on YouTube. Like, in Canada, that's, I mean, in Europe, that's someone that's famous. And you're saying developing, you know, like there's a, I mean, we really have to understand that there's a, such a big difference of the mentality, because you're dealing with mass amounts of people, you know, and just to say straight away, the music industry now, like we can look at it in a physical sense, you know, we're playing big shows is super important, but we also have to look at it at a technological aspect as well. And the technological aspect has to do with sponsorship and numbers and people following. So this is, I mean, this is so important about, you know, what Wonderwall Media is doing in totality. And this kind of brings me to my, a really important question that I want to ask you, because you're sitting in such a place that all of these massive things are happening with your organization. How do you see the global music industry? Like, if you can just talk about your thoughts about the industry in general, like when we talk about the music industry, what kind of things need to happen? How do you see the trends working out? I mean, we're all coming out of COVID in the next half a year here or something. And talk to me about that.
Looking at the global industry, I feel that a lot of, you know, countries are looking at India as a great opportunity to actually, you know, come and, you know, collaborate and, you know, kind of, you know, be in India, because India is growing. I mean, it's accepting a lot of foreign bands and all that. So that has been the trend in the last 3-4 years. So once things open up, I think there are a lot of, you know, cultural exchanges that is going to happen in India from all across the world. I mean, there are a lot of huge bands that are now, you know, planning to tour India. They have been actually for the past 10 years, but then the more and more artists are, you know, planning to come to India. So it is really a huge opportunity, bright side when you look at it. And also Indian artists have gone global. I mean, artists like Pradeep Kuhad actually is taken over by a record label in the United States of America. So it is that, you know, Indian artists are being signed up by, you know, I'm talking of independent artists. Independent artists getting signed up with, you know, foreign record labels, huge record labels. So, you know, in that way, they are looking at Indian independent music also as something substantial. So that is it's a really bright side for us.
It is. I mean, the thing is, I mean, this is kind of a mind-blowing conversation, because this is actually, we're talking about the precipice of what's happening now, but we're also talking about what's coming into the future. And like, there's just no way this is going to slow down. Like, we're looking at something like that's a, you know, for lack of a better word, it's a snowball effect. You know, like you started rolling this snowball down a hill like 6-7 years ago, and it's just turning into this massive giant thing. And I mean, it's alarming to me that more people aren't aware of this, you know, and I think they need to be. I think these conversations need to happen about artists who are struggling to develop. I mean, you know, I have to talk about this, but I know artists who will spend $10,000 to $15,000 USD to pay a company to distribute their music, you know, because they're attached to major labels, let's say, a company, right? Some small little company no one's ever heard of. They'll pay them like $10,000 to $15,000 USD to distribute their music. Now, this distribution includes like radio stations. I mean, because we're still talking about that in Canada and USA. And it also has to do with Spotify playlists. And here you guys are with like whopping numbers that are like hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions of views, festivals that are happening all over your country and inside other countries. And it's mind blowing to me that people are actually spending money on something as useless as these small little companies for radio and Spotify, while you have this like plug-in system of millions of people, you know? So
talking of numbers, I guess, yeah, the numbers are good, but we always believe that we have to, you know, work on the quality of our content in terms of, you know, whatever we produce. And also when it comes to managing a particular artist or talent, we want to actually add maximum value to the artist in terms of, you know, that is what we are focused on. So numbers will come, because as long as we do good work, numbers will come. But we actually look at quality, that is our most most focused area in terms of our work.
No, I appreciate that, because I mean, I think, you know, if I can kind of reinstate what you're saying, is that like the product has to be there for people to like it, obviously. Like you can't, you know, like you're a company that has access to all these people, all these followers and stuff, but you can't make people like things. I mean, if it's not, even if you believe in it, if we all believe in it, if it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit. I mean, that's, I think that goes without saying, it's for everything, but I think people need to be aware of that as well too. Like at the end of the day, you know, it has to sell, you know, and if it doesn't sell, like it's not there. So coming out of the pandemic, and I guess we'll wrap up the interview after this, is I guess the thing is, like, coming out of the pandemic, is there plans being placed now for what's happening when the world starts to be able to travel again? I mean, the United States is already running festivals, right? Like Europe, I mean, I know Sweden's going to be open. They're planning on opening the country wide open at the end of August. So, I mean, India, I know India is in a bad state right now with the pandemic, but it's going to get out of it. You know, good things are going to, the world is going to go back to normal eventually. Are you planning now for that? And if you are, like, it might be a long list, but what are you planning?
Things are really bad right now, because, you know, we're right in the middle of the second wave of the pandemic. We're waiting it out. But we had like close to 1 year to actually plan things, and planning and waiting to get out, you know. Talking of our plans, we almost launched our new festival showcase called Next. So Next was a showcase festival for young budding talent in India. So we wanted to actually, you know, showcase really huge talent that is coming out of India in different genres of music. So we almost launched this in April, but unfortunately we couldn't do it, and we had to postpone it. So as soon as the pandemic situation gets better, we're going to, you know, have the festival showcase Next. And Indiegogo, of course. Indiegogo definitely is our property that we want to, you know, launch and take it bigger to different places. So we have plans in place for Indiegogo. We have been talking to a few artists and, you know, across the world as well. So they are all pumped up to actually, you know, come and perform for a festival. So, you know, we're waiting for that.
Yeah, and I think people should, we had the artist Eleanor from Sweden play on the music, your television show. And we had Dronigan from the UK actually play at Indiegogo. And I mean, the pictures from that, it clearly shows there's tens of thousands of people in the audience. So, I mean, this showcase conference, like, this is going to be a, so, like, obviously, like, I'm a showcase conference guy. Like, I do one in Newfoundland, and now I'm doing the one in Sweden. And so, like, this is, like, my whole brain, you know, like, it's just, like, centered on this stuff. Tell me about what Next is going to be like. So, is this going to be, like, a talent search? Is it for Indian artists only? Is it anything to do with the rest of the world? Like, how are you... Are you going to start off one way and then it'll evolve, or how do you see that?
Absolutely. I mean, we start off with the Indian artists. We have lined up, you know, a few great talents for the first festival showcase, and then we'll follow it up with another one in the next couple of months. So every 2 months, we thought we'll do this festival showcase, because there's so much good talent that's around. So that is one thing we're looking forward to. Definitely, we would definitely want to feature a lot of international artists also for this next showcases.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, so I guess to kind of just summarize the meeting here we've had, is just that, you know, you're doing television production, The other thing is your television production, what I've seen is that it's moving into travel tourism. Like I'm seeing these videos, you have a selection of videos now that you've called High on Music. And this is like you can find the playlist on the Wonderwall Media YouTube page. And this is really cultural. This is like, it's scenic. Like it's, there's like sounds of like, you know, like the water boiling and people tapping on tables and you can hear the nature. So can you just touch on this a little bit? Like, because in Canada, what's happening, there's a real development and also in Europe, what's called tourism. Like they want to include music and tourism. There's a big kind of at push now for to bring people from other countries so that it actually boosts the tourism aspect. Is this something that this show High on Music, like if I'm interested in travel, like not only just music, but if I'm interested in travel and adventure, is this the kind of person you're looking to watch the show as well?
True. In fact, High on Music was conceived as a, you know, kind of a outdoor show because it was right in the middle of the pandemic that we actually did think about this. So we wanted to go outdoors. We're all, you know, doing stuff inside the studios, which is no longer possible. So let's go outdoors. We went to the mountains and shot some nice videos with really good artists. So then we started, you know, thinking of, you know, kind of, you know, include the culture of the area, culture of the land also in the music. So we actually tied up with a few artists because that those artists are, you know, in the pipeline, those productions are in the pipeline. So we'll be actually traveling to different parts of India to actually feature different artists, you know, in different languages, in different genres of music. And we kind of, you know, place them in their areas. You know, so the kind of, you know, the culture and the place is also, you know, it marries the into the music. So that is what we have in mind in terms of High on Music. And High on Music is something which can happen anywhere in the world. I mean, we go to Philippines, for instance, and, you know, record an artist in their country, in their place, you know. And likewise, different cultures and their music, that is what High on Music is conceived to be. So right after the pandemic and when we can start traveling, we'll definitely take High on Music to other places.
See, that's incredible too, because I mean, that's another, even though it's a, you know, it's a show that's being based in India right now on travel tourism, is that you have the branding, right? And that's what makes it so powerful. So if you do it for an artist, say in Canada, and that you shoot this music and it goes on and you can expose the travel tourism in that region, it still goes under the branding in front of the huge audience. And I mean, that's, I think people somehow have to come to the realization that's where the value is that not just doing something, but having the ability for a lot of people to know that you're doing it, you know? And I guess one of the things is that's really gravitated me towards Wonderwall Media, not just like the friendships that we share and the, you know, the idea sharing and kind of like just the excitement of like doing new and interesting things, is that every time I get to talk to you, it's like there's, you know, we have these items like say festival or TV show or something, and it just keeps expanding. You know, it's like you press the button and five buttons appear, you know, press the five buttons and 15 buttons appear. So this has been my experience, and it's kept me highly motivated and exciting to like kind of always check in and, hey, what's going on, you know, because it just keeps growing, you know. So that's been really exciting. And I, of course, I always, you know,
it's really exciting as long as, you know, we can add value to a lot of people, especially artists in India. They need that kind of exposure. So it is that what is more, you know, motivating for us, you know, to create content that, you know, adds value to people is what definitely drives us. Yes.
Okay. Well, that is probably the best way to end this. Unless, is there anything you'd like to kind of, is there a cherry on top? I think that might have been it. So Wonderwall Media, I mean, you do want to work with other countries. You do want to have relationships. You do want to, you know, be able to utilize these. I mean, the great thing that it's, that you've created with the amount of people, it is for the world. Is that, can I say that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to it, and you know, we can't wait to actually, you know, travel and do things. I mean, there's so many things to be done. I mean, just excited, a lot of ideas. Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Sumesh. And okay, thanks a lot, man. And I'll be seeing you soon.
Thanks a lot.
I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Take care, man.
Okay. Cheers.